Stadio Luigi Ferraris, Dan Canty, and joining me again, David Farini, here for Destination Calcio. Thanks for tuning in. It is 2-0, Verona in the lead, Chachua with a goal for 1-0, the penalty, 10 steps. You hear the jeers, the Genoa Curva Sud, Genoa Curva Nord, which one's looking better for you? Bit of football culture.
I mean, they all look fantastic, don't they? It's a throwback to the good old days where fans were allowed to actually get behind their teams.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great atmosphere. It's lovely to see all of them standing, the colours, the noise. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And with us, it being so loud here, I'll just readjust the microphone so that we get our voices, make sure they're loud enough. It's because it's that English-style stadium, rectangular, everyone's close. From one end to the other, you feel the noise, you really feel it. And we've noticed before the game even started, half an hour before, it was just like deafening almost.
Oh, it's ear-splittingly loud in here, and you're right. It is an English-style stadium, but it's not an English-style atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's what an English-style atmosphere used to be, and no longer is. And I think that that's down to, you know, we could be speaking for hours about this. Ticket prices, the demographic, or the fan bases, but whatever it is, you know, it just works, and it's fantastic to witness in live.
Yeah, so good here at the Marassi. We really recommend you come as the long ball goes down from Golini. Genoa chasing two goals, about 15 minutes to go, and stoppages. The Grifoni della Sud. Oh, look, they haven't given up hope. They've got the Hellas Verona supporters about, 15 metres that way to our right, and they have been really good. Just like the Bari supporters were here yesterday against Sampdoria. They've been great.
They've had a great time, haven't they? But even after the second goal went in, they're outnumbered, but not outsold. And,
bigger numbers here for the Genoa game as opposed to yesterday's. Only marginally, I'd say. But the Hellas fans, I guess, they're not expecting too much this season. They're happy to be in Serie A, especially with the way that their clubs run. They get rid of anyone that's established for decent money. Then they bring in these unknown quantities like they have with against Napoli. They had Mosquera, and here they go looking for a third goal in from the right wing. In it comes, the header, and it's wide. It can quite easily have been three. So this is what they do. They get you when you're unaware. They steamrolled Napoli straight down the middle. Genoa being good all around the pitch. It's just Junior Messias with a couple of good opportunities. He's been fantastic. Vitinha was good. Who else caught your eye out there?
I will say that Verona themselves caught the eye. Not a particular player, but the way they play as a unit, they're so compact. They know what they're doing. They're well drilled. And when you look at it, if the result stays like this, it's 2 wins from 3 games, beating Napoli at home, Genoa away from home, that could be a surprise package going into September, October.
Commotion in the midfield, yellow card shown. I think that's to Belayun, is it? The number 6, yes. One of those players that stood up against Napoli, I might add, he came off the bench and did a job there as De Winter takes a free kick, Bogliacco. But Genoa, for me, look, what a supporter base they have. They come in looking for a goal. Big save there from Montipo Il Magnifico. Stuck his foot out, but the whistle's gone. In any case, that was Ekuban, one of the second half substitutions. You'll never walk alone, Dan. Not one of your favourite tags, being a United supporter, but they did belt that out in
great job, to be fair to them. There is a very English feel to it, isn't it, today in here?
Very English feel for you. You'll never walk alone. Rectangular stadium.
Yeah. But, you know, going back to what you were saying about Verona, I just wonder whether their tactics are sustainable in the long run, because it's a bit of a rope a dope, isn't it?
They're working with what they got. Paolo Zanetti's a new coach, up against Alberto Gilardino, was writing a good piece on it at 0-0, thinking that Genoa might snatch a winner. We didn't see a goal yesterday with Sampdoria, Some were reduced to 10 men after just 13 minutes as Thorsby gets sliced, gets back on his feet, and off he goes. It's a poor pass, though. I think he's played the advantage, he's going to send it back. Look, they're still in high spirits. Probably a lot of the noise that anyone can hear is the Hellas Verona supporters just here, and Kudvanord down there as well, now picking it up. Went to the Genoa CFC Museum earlier in the day. What did you think of that?
Oh, it was a time capsule, wasn't it? It was superb. Genoa's obviously Italy's oldest club. It was just great, you know. It's always great to learn about history of football in particular.
9 domestic league titles. I mean, most of them won before, I mean, well before World War II. So it is, that just proves the point. It amplifies that point, how old they are.
Yeah.
They were so dominant back then.
Yeah.
Chances of getting back to that kind of status, I'm not sure they're on that path. There's a big gap between the top six, isn't there? Don't want to say it's like the English Premier League, but you do see that after tailing off after the Fiorentina area of the Campionato.
I think it's obvious that they've got some work to do, but a European place could not be out of their grasp after
if they got a win here today, they'd be equal with Inter. And
yeah.
You know, Europe isn't beyond them, especially with Serie A doing well in recent seasons, getting extra teams in. Free kick comes in, the winter's there, the ball's bobbling, can't be controlled, it's cleared away. That was Castanos. How far Golini is out of his area.
And, you know, at the same time,
throwing bodies forward now. De Winter, acrobatic header, good vertical leap. So we've had a couple of changes. Mosquera passed it in with Daniliuk, signing from Salernitana. We were there last week, for those of you who follow our Calcio Binge series. We've had Ekuban, Malinovsky, and Thorsby come in for Gilardino. Let's just mention a few of the starting players and we'll get back to the museum. Golini, De Winter, Molianco, Vasquez, Sabelli, Friend, Badel, Messias, Martin and Pinamonti, Vitinha. Most of that side coming up from Serie B, which is where I wanted to go before. They could qualify for Europe. They were in Serie B.
They could,
18 months ago.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a really good progression with Gilardino. I just noticed Alexander Blessing, the former coach, took off, well, he was sacked in December by Alberto Zanglino, the president. And Gilardino came in, won 15 of 24 games, lost just 3.
Yes.
An average of 2.13 points per game. Got them back up, automatic promotion from Serie B. And here they are. I mean, they've got magnificent crowds as Verona look for a curler. That is a shocking attempted goal by Bellion.
I think you're right about Gilardino. He's definitely one of the most promising managers in Serie A, and I think it would be intriguing to see how they respond if they do lose tonight.
Yeah.
Because it'd be the first
time. They've got Roma here next.
Yes, exactly.
That's going to be epic.
It will be.
If you haven't been, they've got a big couple of weeks after the international break with Roma, and they've got Sampdoria here in the Genovese derby. So La Lanterna returns. Look at the flares down there behind the goal.
Yeah.
They've got smoke is going. The atmosphere is amazing. Even though they're down, we were saying yesterday, the fans come here, they are dedicated, they just sing all game.
Yeah.
What is the difference for you being such a Premier League, don't want to say fanatic, but someone who's experienced? What's the difference for you going to a game in England compared to this?
It just feels a lot more raw, a lot more natural over here. Premier League is obviously overly sanitized. Again, we could speak about why that is for hours and hours, and then maybe one for another time. But it just feels a lot more natural, a lot more genuine.
Yeah, and I guess they've got that lineage going back to 80s, 90s. Obviously, Genoa, not a club that's been that successful in the past few decades, but even those glory days in the 90s, the Football Italia days, the Scuravis, players like that, the Rossis that were at the club, and they've been up and down as they look for the goal for 2-1, but Frese with a long clearance over the halfway line.
I think it goes to show how passionate Genoa and its people are about football on both sides of the divide. Because as you said, the glory days are quite long gone for both of the clubs. And yeah, you wouldn't say that, having been here tonight and last night, the atmosphere is just unbelievable.
Yeah. And we've seen some of the Genoa supporters as Thorsby creeps in at the back post. Genoa Club New York, some representation around the world.
Yeah.
Some of the banners around the stadium here.
You can spot Miami from here as well.
We've got another sub here. And that is a new player coming in off the bench. Adding to the flavour. So what has Giladino done here? He's gone to the bench looking for Jeff Ekator. So he's taking this opportunity to give minutes to a 17-year-old here. He's a forward. It must be good. It's not his Genoa debut. He's played once already this season. Four goals in the Genoa under-19 team so far this season. One appearance in the under-20s. Now here he is in the seniors. Giladino looking for a spark from somewhere.
Yeah, well, he goes to show, doesn't he, that Giladino said this week that signings aren't necessarily what he needs, because he's happy to try and give players a role and try and develop them into what they need to be, which I think is a great approach for the manager, particularly at a club that doesn't have, you know, limitless pockets as some other clubs do.
Well, they're giving him a go. Here's Messias down the right side in a near post, but Montipore gobbles that one up. Ekator was waiting about 12 yards out in line with the right stick. So he's playing up forward now. Ekoban's on. We'll have a look at the Genoa transfers. It's still very, very fresh after the Mercato closed. They've confirmed Vitinha was staying, obviously, €16 million. Tony De Vinta also staying from Juventus. They've made that permanent with €8 million. Ruslan Malinovsky, former Atalanta, went to Marseille, €7 million. Morten Tormsby, former Sampdoria player.
Yeah.
And you see, he joined. €4 million. Massimo Corda left Genoa to go to Sub. Brooke Norton Cuffey from Arsenal. Do you know much about him? €2 million.
Yeah, I think Giladino said this week that he would have liked a few more signings. But again, going back to what I was just saying earlier, he's happy to try and work with what he has. And I think he may well have to do so.
We've got another change. I'm going to confirm who that is that's come on. Even though the stadium announcer is extremely loud, it's so hard to understand what's going on. The Veronese is there. They were being accused of being bastardi merda before the game.
Yeah.
By that lot, and they couldn't assume.
They've not been overly friendly to each other.
Agüero is on for Messias. Now there's an argument pitch side. Officials are there, players are there. Vasquez has gone over. And he and nil-nil hit the crossbar.
Yeah.
Could have been a very different story today with about 3.5 minutes to go in the game.
Yes, just walking to the pitch.
Yeah, Paolo Zanetti's out there now. There's that haze of smoke over the pitch.
Yeah, it's just drifting over.
So can Genoa pull one back? They're going to clear the line for the free kick though. Now that is the 17-year-old Ekator that was brought down. He's a big lad, isn't he? Looks like he's got a bit of height on his side.
Yeah.
Jakob, Vasquez, Ekuban's there. Standing over this is Martin Malinovsky. We've got the perfect angle here. And we had the perfect angle when Junior Messias curled one first time in that back post.
It was so close, wasn't it?
What about the slalom run through the middle?
Yeah.
Summons seen the Paul Gascoigne of Euro 96.
It was very gasoline, yes.
Because he chipped it over the top for himself and then ran about 40 metres. Okay, they're expecting something here, Malinowski. Ooh. That zipped off the other way. That was a reverse swing. He's gone out for a goal kick only just. I thought it must have taken a deflection to deviate that much.
That was wonderful.
Golini in goals today, formerly with Napoli, formerly with Atalanta, Tottenham, Fiorentina, had a few clubs recently. Fabio Miretti is here from Juve. Andrea Pinamonte started up forward today. Alessandro Zanoli from Napoli is a good one. I mean, great winger, former Sampdoria player.
Yeah.
Knows Genoa well. Went down with Sampdoria. Sampdoria leaving Serie A when Genoa got promoted back up from Serie B. So we've been starved of the Lanterna Derby for quite some time. We're going to have that in what? It's the 1st of September today, 24 days away from the derby. I'd love to be here for that.
Yeah, imagine this place lit fixture. Up. Oh. It is probably the one fixture. Marcello Lippi described it as the best derby in Italy, and he knows something about it. He's managed Juventus and Inter Milan. You will think that that's quite high praise indeed.
Oh, that's ambitious. Oh, that was what, 30 metres away, and Malinowski's gone for a Hail Mary, but it wasn't far off. If that sailed in, it'd be goal of the season. But he's that kind of player, isn't he? I guess he adds something that we've seen at Atalanta in Europe. He's that kind of player that can score absolute screamers or not do very much. But he's off the bench today for Gilardino.
He's the proverbial player that, as a fan, can frustrate you, but can, you know.
Well, kudos to Verona today. They've come here. It's 2-0 on the scoreboard for them. Serie A, 3 points. It's all about survival for Hellas. We were there a couple of weeks ago, so do check out destinationcalcio.com for our travel piece on a fair day in Verona. There's another slalom run now. Ekoban squares it up. 6 minutes of stoppages in the second half here. So we'll take you through that. We'll see what the mood's like after the game. Is there time for a comeback there?
I think a goal will make it interesting, but Verona looks so hard to break down.
Yeah. It's all we need to take that.
So I think you have to take your hats off to Verona. They've really worked hard today again, as they did against Napoli. They may not be creating many chances, but they take them when they do create them, and their defensive shape is superb.
That's what they're all about, to play on the counter-attack, especially when you're away from home. Coming here, how many supporters do you think they brought with them? Maybe 1,000?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
So here at the Luigi Ferraris, the media press area is here. You've got an away section for Sampdoria. When Sampdoria play here as the home team, the away section is down that end where Bari was yesterday. We've got Verona over this side for when Genoa plays at home. So no Miretti today, no Zanoli. Two players that can also make a difference. I think Gilardino has a decent squad. Overall, we saw Rettighi leave for good money, 22 million. That's over double what they paid for him, I think. Now, what's happened here is a corner awarded. They've got to take it quickly. Jose Martinez left for Inter, 13 million. They got him on the cheap as well. Yeboah left for Minnesota in the MLS. Hefty's gone. Casata, Massimo Cora, of course, half a million over to Sam. So they did lose Rettighi. He's important for goals, but they've replaced him with Pinamonti, who is decent. He's had two seasons before where he scored 13 and 11 goals. Here goes Mosquera, the Colombian. Away he goes, going to take on Malinowski for pace. He's into the box, wants to hit it, won't get there. Good sliding challenge, double team now Mosquera, and away comes Genoa. Long ball. Pinamonti made the run down that channel on the far side. So yeah, we will recommend viewers to go and check out some of the podcasts on Spotify and Apple. We did a Sampdoria pod. Probably general fans won't want to hear about that one. We did a Sampdoria pod from here yesterday. That's available on YouTube and also an audio pod. We do have a DC TV section on the website. Also the podcast section. Plenty of articles there. Travel articles, destination pieces. With Como playing in Udine tonight, there's a fresh one going up. Even Como shared that one today on their socials. Just going back to the Genoa Museum, because it is a long way back to when they were experiencing a bit of glory. Look at that, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Try and give you a little bit of footage in this pod as well. Here comes Verona looking again on the counter, playing it out wide, trying to stretch Genoa. In it goes, good block by Vinta. Seems to be everywhere. Missed on the present, now streaking away, but he's got two in front of him only. Genoa, with time ticking away, will switch it out to the left wing. Beautiful ball that was.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Genoa have not played badly at all.
No, they played well. I think stroking around the park has just been about finishing.
Yeah. And about just defending. The killer touch at the end.
Yeah, and just being a bit calmer in the back third. But you have to give Verona credit for taking their chances.
Yeah.
Especially here. Don't want to say it's hostile. It's kind of a friendly hostility that we noticed before the game with a bit of cursing and that. Here go the fans, the Giallo Blu. But the Grifoni Museum, Dan. Puzo's boots.
Yeah.
We've done a video on that. We're going to bring you a little documentary on that. We'll see what we can get for you. What about the jukebox?
Where you can select that was fantastic.
How good is that? Super. That's what we love to see. That's what fans will want to see as well, that jukebox that sits in the museum there, which is port side when you come to Genoa. Tasty little restaurants that we experienced while we were here.
Yeah.
What was today's called? Was it Trattoria Acciugata?
Yes.
Seafood was brilliant.
No, it was
my God.
It was almost as good as the atmosphere in here.
If only they could deliver.
There you go.
Last night we had the traditional, some of the traditional local food, focaccia, obviously pesto. The minestrone I had, divine. Not the most Instagrammable kind of food, but it's that food you expect from your nonna.
Yeah.
And what was it that you had?
Farinata, which is chickpea.
Yeah.
Focaccia,
so. Comes out like a pizza. It's made from chickpea flour, yeah. Right? Looks like a pizza or a focaccia when it comes out. Tasty, tasty Genoa. So don't be afraid to get here. One of the destinations as two players ended up in the goal.
Yeah.
The ball didn't. So they're going to cop a loss here, Dan. They're going to return after the international break, Genoa. And their fans, don't be disheartened. We've seen a few leaving early to beat the traffic. It's a long walk up those stairs after you lose a game. Tell us about the stairs yesterday.
It was an experience. One that I am not looking forward to repeating about 2 hours time. But, you know.
Well, I think the Verona fans feel like they could climb a mountain. Genoa fans won't be able to climb the Scully enough. I'm not sure I will be. We're going to get the bus back to our accommodation at Ostello Bello.
I know.
Forza Genoa is the final word or two from the stadium announcer. Overall, last words, Dan, before we wrap this up.
An amazing experience, an amazing stadium, and I think that there's a lot more to come from both sides this season.
Sure.
Very interesting teams.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. We were lucky enough to come here Saturday and Sunday. We were meticulous with our planning. We saw Samp was playing. We saw Genoa was playing. Serie B, Serie A, got to see two other sides while we were here. If you can do that, we really recommend that you plan. Hellas Verona fans in full bows. Voice right now, and those Genoa fans down there still beating the drum. We'll leave it there. Check us out, destinationcultural.com. David Farini, Dan Cancian. We're back off to England. See you soon.